One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I'm so sorry I missed a couple of episodes because of Holy Week, and I really wanted to take some rest for my peace of mind. So I'm back with a new teammate. I'm so happy to introduce my new teammate for social media of Life in Progress PH. She is incredible. I love working with her. She has taken a lot of stress away from my life, from my access travel life. Her name is Shai, and I'm just so, so happy to welcome her. So that's why it also took me like a couple of days to come back after the Holy Week, because we were trying to fix our workflow and the changes that we want to do moving forward with my podcast, Life in Progress. So I hope everybody had an amazing vacation wherever you guys went. If you had staycation with yourself or with your family, I hope everything went well. And I just got back in Madrid today. I really, really miss my casa. I'm finally back, and I'm just so happy to be here to share stories and get back on track all over again, because every time I leave Madrid and I go back to the Philippines, I have to recalibrate my brain, my emotions, and my overall well-being. So I'm here now, and I'm so, so excited to share the stories that I have in my mind that I took my time to work on with Shai. So yes, I'm finally here, and I'm just so, so excited for the next episode. I mean, next episodes, plural, of Life in Progress. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about higher education versus traveling. I will be very, very honest. When I was younger, I'm still young, I did not value education that much. I did not take my college education seriously, but I regret it. I started to regret it when I did my master's here in Madrid, because I was surrounded by all this intelligent, smart people who were graduates of architecture, interior design, so many more things. And then I was like, oh my God, what did I learn from my course? Because I did not think of it when I was, you know, taking my entrance exams. I was planning my future. I just wanted to take a degree. Like, I thought what I took was the easiest degree. Then I realized moving forward, when I was already an adult, I made a mistake. I realized I loved business. I loved finance. I loved dealing with money, with investment. Then I had so much regrets that my mom was such a good person, such a good mother, such a good providing mom. And I did not take advantage of all the opportunities, education opportunities that were provided to me. So when I took my master's, which was just like 2 years ago, back in 2021, 3 years ago, I realized, I loved learning. I loved education. And having education actually helps you land a lot of things. Maybe, just maybe, I could be wrong about this. Maybe in business, yes, it's all about opportunities. It's all about right timing, but education still helps you. When I was younger, I did not think of that. My perspective was absolutely completely different. But nowadays, yes, education helps you. And my perspective changed from my master's when I studied abroad. So my point of view, if you are given the opportunity to study, take it. Take it. Because right now, I'm still craving to do PhD. I'm still craving to get more education because when you have education, people look at you differently. And believe it or not, credibility means a lot if you are in business or even if you are building your career.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We live in that kind of society where people are valued when you have education. Even you want to disregard it, even you don't want to consider it, I feel like, yes, it matters. It provides more value to you as a person, as a business owner, or as a career woman, as a career man. It gives you value. Trust me when I say that. This comes from a person who did not value education in my younger years, because I believed that being resourceful was enough. No, for you to get the proper clients, especially in my business, maybe it doesn't work in all businesses. Okay, fine. But in my business, I deal with very, very educated people, doctors, lawyers, and they value education. And my business is I sell luxury tourism. We sell luxury tourism. And I must say that finishing my master's here in Madrid helped me build a more credible name. So when I tell people now, oh, I finished master in customer experience and innovation in IE, people believe in my words. People instantly, you know, believe in my products that we build. People believe in my businesses because going back, that is the society I'm living with. That is the society my clients are part of. That means I have to exert effort to be a part of that society. I cannot be excluded from that. Another example I want to give is, I believe that life is about investing in experiences, but that also means I cannot just show up in my business meetings in my backpack, in my Lululemon leggings, in my, you know, Adidas workout shoes. No, I cannot just show up there in my hiking shoes. I need to show up there as a businesswoman. That's why I invested in Tiffany jewelries. I invested in Hermes bags, in a Bottega bag, because that adds credibility, whether we like it or not. That's the world we live in. So same with education. We have to invest in ourselves so we can become a part of this society. Probably depends on the business, but that's what I believe in. So if you have the opportunities, take it, study, go. Because learning in every form will transform. Either it's a formal education, either it's a vocational course, either it's a self-learning course, or you are just doing it online. Any kind of education will put you ahead in a lot of things. Yes, traveling. Now let's focus on traveling. Traveling is beautiful, but traveling is a reward. Okay, at the end of the day, as I've said, we will live in this society whether we like it or not. So traveling is a reward. You give it to yourself as a gift. I don't recommend drop your job, go travel. At the end of the day, when you have a career or you have a business, an established business, when you are done building your career, your business, your life will reward you. You know, your career life, your business life will reward you. I personally believe when we have money, everything is accessible, everything is possible, then travel can come after. But if you are given the opportunity to travel with your parents for family vacations, you are blessed. You should be grateful for it. So travel is a reward. Education for me nowadays is a must because it will put you ahead in so many things. And the kind of education we get from traveling also varies. If you travel like very restrictive and very safely, I think you are not giving yourself a chance to learn. But again, travel has a lot of definitions for people. I recommend traveling with a guide. So you learn, you know, we learn from people, take cooking classes, food tours, wine tours. So we get to learn from people. When we just travel for Instagram just to take photos and we don't even talk to people, I think that's a restrictive way of traveling. But again, these are just my personal opinions. And everything depends on people based on where you are right now, based on your personal, you know, background, your principles, your foundation. Every person has a different story. Every person has different struggles. So what works for me, it doesn't work for other people. And what works for other people, it doesn't work for me. So it applies to everyone. So that's all. Thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram, Life in Progress PH, and I'm also on TikTok at Angelita. So I'll see you on the next episode and happy weekend. Don't forget to spend good time with yourself and with your loved ones. Adios. Ciao. This was Life in Progress with Angelita. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Angelita. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.